وَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبِّي عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ.
The judgment on whatever you differ rests with Allah. Such is Allah, my Lord. In Him I have put all my trust, and to Him I always turn in devotion. The judgment on whatever you differ rests with Allah.
Although from the present verse until the end of verse 12, the whole discourse is God's revelation, it is as if it is articulated by God's messenger. To put it differently, it is God who asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, to declare all this on his behalf. In this regard, there is a striking resemblance between this and Surah Al-Fatiha, for it is God's own words which are couched in the form of a supplication to God by His servants.
فاطر السماوات والأرض جعل لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا ومن الأنعام أزواجا يذرأكم فيه ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
The originator of the heavens and the earth, He has appointed for you pairs of your own kind, and pairs also of cattle. Thus does He multiply you. Not in the universe is like Him. He is all-hearing, all-seeing.
لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
His are the keys of the heavens and the earth. He enlarges and straightens the sustenance of whomsoever He pleases. Surely, He has knowledge of everything.
شَرَعَ لَكُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا وَصَّى بِهِ نُوحًا وَالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ وَمَا وَصَّيْنَا بِهِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى وَعِيسَى أَنْ أَقِيمُوا الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ كَبُرَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ اللَّهُ يَجْتَبِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ.
He has prescribed for you the religion which He enjoined upon Noah, peace be upon him, and which we reveal to you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, and which we enjoined upon Abraham and Moses and Jesus, peace be upon them, commanding, establish this religion, and do not split up regarding it. What you are calling to is very hard upon those who associate others with Allah in His divinity. Allah chooses for Himself whomsoever He pleases, and guides to Himself whoever penitently turns to Him.
وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمًّى لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُورِثُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْهُ مُرِيبٍ.
They did not split up except after knowledge had come to them, and then only because they wished to commit excesses against each other. Had your Lord not already decreed that judgment would be made later at an appointed time, the matter between them would surely have been decided once and for all. Indeed, those who were later made the heirs of the book are in disquieting doubt about it.
The later generations that followed the prophets were not fully confident as to what extent the scriptures had remained free from tampering. They were not sure as to what the teachings of their prophets exactly were. In fact, everything has become subject to doubt and appears perplexing.
فَلِذَلِكَ فَدْعُ وَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ لَا حُجَّةَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ اللَّهُ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ
This being so, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, call people to the same religion and be steadfast about it as you were commanded and do not follow their desires and say to them, I believe in the book Allah has sent down. I have been commanded to establish justice among you. Allah is our Lord and your Lord. We have our deeds and you have your deeds. There is no contention between us and you. Allah will bring us all together. To Him are all destined to return. There is no contention between us and you.
That is, God did not spare any means to explain His message along with its supporting evidence. Hence, even if the unbelievers were to engage in contentious argument, the believers should abstain from it.
وَالَّذِينَ يُحَاجُّونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ حُجَّتُهُمْ دَاحِضَةٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ
Those who contend concerning Allah after His call has been responded to, their contention is absolutely void in the sight of their Lord. Allah's wrath is upon them, and a grievous chastisement awaits them.
Allah الذي أنزل الكتاب بالحق والميزان وما يدريك لعل الساعة قريب
Allah, it is who set down this book with the truth and the balance. And what would make you know that the hour of judgment has drawn near? Allah, it is who set down this book with the truth and the balance.
Mizan, balance here, denotes God's Sharia. Like a balance, it enables one to distinguish between right and wrong, between truth and falsehood, justice and injustice, and righteousness and wickedness.
يَسْتَعْجِلُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مُشْفِقُونَ مِنْهَا وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهَا الْحَقُّ أَلَا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُمَارُونَ فِي السَّاعَةِ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ
Those who do not believe in it seek to hasten its coming, but those who believe in it hold it in dread and know that the hour of judgment is bound to come. Lo, those who dispute concerning the coming of the hour are gone far in error.
Allah latifun bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha' وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزُ
Allah is most gentle to His servants and grants sustenance to whomsoever He pleases. He is all-strong, most mighty.